Branham Gospel Center is a place where the word of God is preached raw. It's a place where the power of God moves in greater dimension. It's also a place of testimonies. Join Pastor Uche Anyamu.
We are not just called to know the plans of our Father. We're also called to know the plans of your enemy. Anything that exposes for you the subtlety of your enemy is showing you the weakness of your enemy. And when the weakness of your enemy is discovered, you have upper hand. You have strength.
For prayers and counseling, please call 090-9204-8448 or 070-309-2090. Mahanem Gospel Center is behind NIPCO Police Station, Oka Road, Ekulobia, in Anambra State. God bless you.
I have made up my mind to serve you for life. Bring on me, O Lord, bring on me.
Lift up your hands to heaven. Worship the Lord. Worship. Worship Jesus. Go ahead, wherever you are, worship. Worship. Worship the Lord. From the depth of your heart, let it flow. Go ahead. Go ahead and bless him. Worship the Lord from the depth of your heart. Don't be very carnal. Open your spirit. Everybody, open your spirit and worship the Lord. The time is coming, and now is the time when those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Go ahead and worship. Say ba 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 ba. Worship you today. Worship. We worship you today. We worship you today. Shabba Baba. We worship you today. We worship you today. We worship you today. We worship you today. Worship the Lord. We worship you today. We worship you today. We worship you today. Ah, Baba. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can see His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the sound of angels ring, sing glory on His face. For surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can see He's my reward, and He's good. I can hear the sound of angels sing glory on His face. For surely the presence of the Lord is in His room. Allow Him to embrace you in this place tonight. Allow Him to embrace you. Allow Him to embrace you. Kabar, Osu Karema Sabah. Allow Him to embrace you tonight. Akeba kalali na sabakuri na nakaba na sa. I believe in miracles. I've seen a soul set free. Miraculous. That changing world revealed to Calvary. I've seen the lead push his way up through the stubborn sun, and I believe in miracle. Yes, I believe in love. Can you refuse to live here the same way you came? Refuse to live here the same way you came. Lord, an embrace, an encounter. An encounter, a transformation, a healing, a deliverance, a touch. One or two we do, Lord. One or two. A touch, a healing, a deliverance, a light, a salvation, a help from above, a direction, marato, sibrada, a solution, an answer, a miracle, a touch, Lord. Karama, sibratala. Refuse to leave here the same way you came. Lord, I will never let you go unless you touch me, unless you heal me, unless you help me, unless you change me, unless you help me, Lord. I believe in miracles. I see my soul set free. Miraculous, that changing world revealed to Calvary. I've seen the lead push his way up through the stubborn sun, and I believe in miracles. Yes, I believe. Babala maka, chineka babala, aka, chineka babala, aka, Ababala maka, ume mama babala, aka, chineka babala.
Ababa la 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 la
Begin to demand for encounter. Demand for encounter. Demand for a touch. Demand for a touch. Let it not be a normal meeting. Demand for a touch. Demand for a touch. Demand for a touch. Demand for a touch. I am not going the same way I came. I'm not going the same way I came. I need a touch. A touch or two must do, Lord. I need an encounter. An encounter. Shababa Kalayaba. Jesus. I need a
restoration. I need a revival.
Onye bia putere Jesus. Okaya bakala. Onye bia putere
Jesus. There is no reason to return here the same tonight.
Okaya bakala.
There is no place to go and empty tonight. Hey, 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 hey.
Something must happen to me. Oh, yeah, oh, Korea, Badabada. Oh, yeah, Jesus. Ta 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 ta.
demand, somebody. Make a demand. Imba. Imbalada. Ekuria matea. Asazia kandabala. Tota. Akwaba elakata. Elekila kateke. Lekita kataka. Leketa katakata. Alahie. Alahie. Yakuma. Yakaya bako. Yanama. Akaniyala, kaniyala, 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 akaniyala, kainala, kaya, alabada, eleku, akabahosa, I am God, I am God, I am God, alabados, I am the Lord God of all mankind. Is there anything too hard for me to do? Alagaika, lagia, lagia, galiga, I am the Lord God of all mankind. You cannot encounter God and remain the same. You cannot touch him and remain the same. Aloya Makabadisa. Even if though I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall not remain the same. Alali Akota Latata. You cannot meet him and remain the same. Grant me an encounter. Grant me an encounter. I am in your presence, Lord. I've not come to Israel. I've not come to the world. I've come before you, the ancient of days. A daughter.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I'm bigger than your problems. Be still and know that I am alive. Be still and know that it is me, the God of the heavens and the earth. Is there anything too hard for me to do? And that I am God, I'm 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 God. may not leave the same way I came from. There are questions that we need answered. We need answers to questions in our heart. Holy Spirit, you are the only one to help us. Situations that need solution. Mountains that need to dissolve. Ekwe kwalaka ndiro tuawela metu makadi esu ekwe kwalaka ndiro tuawela metu makadi. Holy Spirit, begin to brood upon every life here tonight. Begin to brood upon our lives, our situations. Travel into our destinies, into our families, into our homes, into our situations. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Abba. Ekwe kwalaka ndiro tuawela metu makadi Yesu ekwe kwalaka ndiro tuawela metu makadi. Marina Nakasa, Holy Spirit, touch every life to me. Heal every sickness. Wash every sin. Save every soul. Bring solution to every problem. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name for hearing our cry. Speak your word. Let it be declared by power. Let it burn us on fire. Let no life leave you the same. But we pray it in Jesus' name. God bless you. Be seated. First John chapter 1. Yana kaine na mama koro da tiniana. Oi hai hina kana na kula na eya ku. Oi hai hane kada hodoa. Nindu kane karane konaruko na henge na na ka. Of a head condition, that is a situation on your hair. I don't know, you have a problem on your hair, a challenge on your hair. The Lord is healing you now. Now, can you give me King James to make me to run? That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you might also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Then this is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Praise the Lord. Last week, we the last edition or section of what we are looking at, Koinonia, we saw the elder John calling us to fellowship, calling us to Koinonia,
He said, we should come and join him. And the other brethren who already enjoyed fellowship with God. He said, come and join that fellowship. Join Nunia. And that fellowship which he was inviting us to join, he says, with the Father and the Son. And his Son, Jesus Christ. That should be in verse 3. He said that the fellowship that he's asking us to join, to partake in, is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Somebody may begin to ask, what about the Holy Ghost? I don't know how you read your Bible. Sometimes I ask some questions when I see things like that. He said the fellowship is with the Father and with the Son. And someone may be asking, what about the Spirit? The Father is the Spirit. Jesus is the Spirit. Are you with me? So he said the fellowship is with the Father and the Son. Somebody may say, if Jesus is the Father, why did he mention the Father and mention Jesus and he don't mention the Holy Spirit? The Bible said from the beginning, when we started the study, we saw in the last chapter of 2 Corinthians and the last verse. The Bible said, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of what? Fellowship is known, or the Holy Spirit is known by communion, by fellowship. So when he said that the fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, I remember I gave an illustration last week. That union that brings you with the Father, that brings you into fellowship with the Father and the Son, is the Holy Spirit. Did you hear what I said? That's the union. The Spirit is the link. The Spirit is the link. The Spirit is the fellowship. So he said the fellowship is with the Father and with the Son Jesus. Take the Spirit away, the link is broken. Amen? Are you with me? Wave your hand, say amen. I just wanted you to get that so that we push from there. And then we also saw that the life eternal, which we are talking about, is already in us. We saw that that life is the coming life. That life is the victorious life. That life is the supernatural life. The life eternal which we received of the Father is the abundant life, the sufficient life. It's the life that does not die. It's the Father's life. We said it's God's kind of life. It's called the Zoe. God's kind of life. Not the animal life. But God's kind of life. And that's what every Christian received. If you are here, you are born again, you have Christ in you, that is what you received. If you are here, you know the Father, you know the Son, not head knowledge, you know by experience. There is a life in you called the Zoe, God's kind of life. The Bible said in John 17 and verse 3, he said, and this is eternal life, that you may know the Father and whom he sent. So knowing the Lord by experience introduces this life in us. That is the Zoe, God's kind of life. But we said, why is it that I have supernatural life? Why is it that I have eternal life, which is the supernatural life, and I'm living a natural life? Why am I living like an animal when I have the powerful life, when I have the miraculous life? Why am I living in defeat when I have a victorious life? Am I talking to someone? Why? Why am I living in poverty, in wretchedness, when I have the abundant life, the sufficient life? Why am I living in frustration and misery when I have the powerful life, the miraculous life? And we began to see last time that it is in koinonia that this life is activated. It is in koinonia that the power in the life is activated until it overwhelms the natural. Am I talking to someone? until the strength in this life overwhelms your weakness. In koinonia, the more you fellowship with God, the more you stay in communion, the more you have a relationship with God, the more this eternal life is being manifested, the more the life is gaining visibility until it takes over the natural. Am I talking to somebody? That is why you can have eternal life and still die like a chicken, because the lack or the want of koinonia is the only thing that can make a man carrying eternal life, abundant life, to die in poverty. That's why you can carry, you have Jesus, you speak in tongues, but you lack power. Witches can suck your blood and go free. You lack power, you lack authority. You have Jesus, you gave your life to Christ. You don't know koinonia, so the life is not made visible. It's only in koinonia, in fellowship, in communion, that this life that you've received is made visible. And that's why we are not gaining dominion. We are not gaining dominion. We are not taking territories. We have what it takes, but it's inside. It's not yet visible. The more we stay with God, the more it becomes visible. So you see Christians who are carrying this away, looking like beggars, begging the devil and his children. You see Christians who are carrying this away, struggling in different things, struggling. Why? Because it takes koinonia to activate what you are carrying inside. Am I speaking to someone? You cannot conquer territories or conquer your world until you learn what I'm saying. As we see this scripture, I don't know when we're going to end this one now, this series. But as we see it, can you have a perpetual cry? Bring me into a deep koinonia with you. Make this thing we are talking about, the matter of koinonia, make it my lifestyle. May I grow in relationship with you. The more you grow in relationship with him, the more the life you receive takes over. The more the life you receive, takes over your mortal body. The Bible said, if the spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he shall also do what? Revitalize, quicken your mortal body. Is there anybody here that is born again and does not have the spirit? It's not possible. Because what comes into you the day you receive Jesus is the spirit of Christ. I know there is another dimension where we talk about somebody being immersed in the spirit or with the spirit. We call that one the baptism of the spirit. You are being overwhelmed and overtaken by the spirit. But from the very beginning of accepting Jesus, what enters your life is the spirit of Christ. How come then that we have the spirit in us? That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, and our mortal body is not being revitalized, it's not being revived, it's not being quickened. We still dwell in the weaknesses and we see no strength. The answer is in one place, it's in koinonia. Oga, if you want to turn strength to weakness, can you join John in that fellowship? He said, I declare to you, come and join me in this fellowship that is with the Father. Is anybody still here? If you want to become powerful, you know what is power? Many of us are Christians, we don't know what is power. Let me pause here to say that the call into Christianity is the call into power. You know, somehow we try to teach us how to walk with God, how to live for Christ and all that. Yeah. And somehow it's as if some of you are not, you don't know that what we are still teaching is the power of God. Somehow in this place. So sometimes you come to sit down on Tuesdays, you come and sit down and you go without expectation and nothing happens in your life. The highest thing that can happen, maybe you hear some truth and try to carry it. Paul said that the words I spoke to you, they were with the demonstration of the spirit and power of God. That's the message he brought. Am I talking to someone? The kingdom of God is in power. So when we declare the word of God, it's a declaration of power. What did I call it? Power. You need to know that the call to Christianity is the call to power. The life you received is the life of power. Say amen. Amen. And in the word of a king, there is what? Has power. So when the Zoe is made visible through Koinonia, one of the dimensions of that life you will begin to discover in your life is that power will begin to surge out of you. Amen. Power will begin to surge out. Power will begin to flow out of your life. Power. Sometimes, even unconsciously, power flows. Why? The koinonia is activating the life you are carrying. It's a life of power. If you cut your body, blood will flow. Is it not true? Talk to me. Because you are carrying blood. You are a human being, Abi. There is blood running in your body. That's the same way if you encounter a man that has koinonia with the Spirit of God. If you encounter that one, power flows, because that life is the life of power. It's true. So I am saying this to say that someone here has to refuse anything that makes you look as if you have no power. Anything that records your life is not permitted to remain after now. Am I talking to someone? The life in you is the life of power. Anything bringing you to disgrace, you must refuse it. And say, I have a DNA of power. You need that understanding. The Lord said to us this year, is going to be a year of dominion and power. Is in koinonia. The power is in you already. The life you receive is a life of power. The want of fellowship has made us powerless. Go and check the last time you saw some supernatural manifestations in your life. It was a time you spent with, it was when you were spending much time with God. Am I talking to anybody here? Check the last time. It was when you were doing what? Spending much time with God. But distractions does not allow us to face God now. We are very, very busy. So we are dry. Yet, lying inside of us is this way. Very busy. Rush out in the morning, rush back in the night. No time to talk with God. No time to worship God. No time to ask Him questions. No time to share with Him. No time to partner with Him. You have just been partnering with your common sense, partnering with your neighbors, your family, but you don't partner with the Spirit. No time to stay with Him in communion. No time at all. So we lack koinonia. We lack fellowship with Him. So the life that we carry remains dormant, lying inside of us, as if it's not this way life. Give God some time. And you begin to see an expression. The Bible says, when this life became visible, we saw it in the second section, or the third one, I can't remember. Verse 2, Good News Translation. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 2. He said, when this life became visible, and we saw that this life can become visible. When this life was made manifest, it's possible for this way to be made manifest in you. But it is koinonia that activates it. You can carry it without koinonia and live like an animal. You can carry it without koinonia and live like a mere man. You can carry it without koinonia and live a frustrated life. But in communion, in koinonia, this life becomes visible. It overwhelms your very person. Demons are not afraid of you when you don't know koinonia. But when you begin to have fellowship with God, with the Spirit of God, demons would not want to pass the same way you pass through. They visit some of you now and suck your blood because you don't know koinonia. You drop on the bed like a log of wood and then you sleep off. You wake up in the morning and rush out. You don't even have time for God. You wake up in the morning, you zoom off. You don't even talk with the Holy Spirit. You don't have a relationship with Him. If you are staying with your parents here, you wake up and see your father. Don't you greet your father. Talk to me. You see your mother. Don't you greet your mom. You wake up and you don't greet the Holy Spirit. To tell us you don't have fellowship with Him. That's the first thing that must be done. As you are waking up from bed and you are alive. I'm not just talking about praising Him now. If you still recognize Him, you will talk with Him before you talk with anybody. Am I talking to somebody? Then you wake up, you dive out. You wake up, you just get very busy. You don't talk to Him. Do you know it's a sign you don't know He's there? It's a sign you don't recognize Him. And lack of recognition is lack of fellowship. Because we saw that it's recognition, recognizing the Holy Spirit, that activates communion. And then we push from there. And we saw in verse 5, the Bible said, this is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light. This statement is a matter. God is what? Now, you need to keep your eyes there. Because what this brother, this elder, this apostle was trying to tell us, the saint, is that he's wanting to call us into a fellowship and he's wanting to show us the nature of fellowship. God is so many things. Abi, God is holy. God is love. Talk to me. But he said, God is what? God is light. So he's trying to show us the nature of koinonia. God is light. He has called us into fellowship with God and told us that our joy will be full when we join this fellowship. And then he tried to introduce the message he started talking about in verse 1. Because he said, what we are declaring has been from the beginning. And what is that that has been from the beginning? That God is what? Light. It shows you, number one, the nature of fellowship. And number two, the duration of the person in the fellowship. So he said, God is light. Is the nature. That is, I don't want to use the word object, but let me take that word. It's the closest word I can grab now. God is light. That is, if you are to have fellowship with God, then it should be fellowship with light. Is that okay now? So as we hear God, we are hearing light. So you need that understanding. When he said that we have fellowship with God, he's trying to say that we have fellowship with light. Is that okay? Now, someone will need to ask a question. What does it mean to fellowship with light? And then, what's going to happen? What is the effect of having koinonia with what? Light. What does it mean to relate with light? Talk to me. Are you with me? God is light. God. Last week I said that anyone that has encounter with God will tell you that one of the things that happened is illumination. God is light. And the problem with the world is darkness. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 2. The Bible says darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people. Darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people. That the darkness in man is higher than that in the world. Actually, the darkness in man that darkened the world. Darkness over the earth, but gross darkness the people. Gross darkness speaks of 144 degree. That is absolute, total darkness. It talks about darkness to the fullest. covers the people, but the world is just dark. So it is the people that darken the world. The world wouldn't have been dark. Am I talking to someone? God looked down from heaven and saw that the imaginations of the heart of man, they are filled with evil. That should be chapter 6, verse 5 of Genesis. The imagination in the heart of man, full of evil. And God repented of making man. Our time, the world is dark. There is darkness everywhere. Now listen to me. Listen very well. Darkness in marriages. Darkness in business. Darkness in schools. Darkness in the church. Darkness everywhere. In your workplace. Darkness everywhere. Even in your heart. Darkness. There is no escape anywhere. Somebody say, let me stay on my own. I don't want trouble again. Right here where you're on your own, trouble will come to you. Why? The world is dark. So long as you are here on earth, darkness everywhere. Somebody say, you are going to be very sweet inside that pepper soup. I don't trouble anybody, so nobody will trouble me. You are the right candidate to be destroyed. The Bible said Satan or your enemy is going about. He's doing what? It's going about, moving about like what? A roaring lion looking for whom to do what? He's looking for people who are innocent. Am I talking to someone? Is Satan your enemy? Is looking for someone? So when you want to know, you want to stay on your own, you become a prayer, sweet prayer for the devil. In fact, he will eat you without distress. He will eat you without confrontation. You become a perfect afternoon meal. Darkness everywhere. Let me get married. Darkness. You heard the story of the father that came during the retreat. Many of you were not there. Let me get married. He said the day he proposed, trouble came. The day he married, trouble. The day the sister accepted, another trouble. He said, I don't know what is honeymoon. Somebody proposed to the woman he wants to marry. Trouble started that day. That day the woman became sick. He finished marriage the day after wedding. He came back. They brought food he wanted to eat. They called, some people came and called him out and started beating him. Beating him with his best man. Started beating him. Abi with the wife. Start with the best man. Started even best man by associating with him was in trouble. He managed to see the best man off after the beating. He came back and collapsed. He saw himself in the hospital. After receiving treatment, he came back from hospital to meet the wife, collapsed. The wife now stayed in the hospital for more than 4 months. He said, I don't know what is honeymoon. Darkness. I was in a Abakele case some years ago to preach. And as I ministered, God opened my eyes. And I saw a case of a boy. A young boy. He was there seated. Admission to do medicine. God called his case. So he came out. What happened? He got admission to do medicine. He went home to his village to tell his people that he gained admission to do medicine. His uncle touched his head. Darkness. He came back, a boy that wrote jam, passed jam, wrote, pursue me, and passed exam enough to gain admission for medicine. Came back to school, and he said his brain became like that of primary 6. He will look at the book, will not understand. The only thing he can remember is A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I'm not joking. His brain became like that of a donkey. Now, that is just primary school darkness to that boy. Now, look at the problem. Why God called him? He will stay like this. Anytime he's alone, he's not with anybody. He will bring out anything. If he's a pen, he's with him. If he has a pen with him, he will start choking his body. You see wounds and bruises up everywhere. If his fork that he was using to eat, when that thing will come on him, he will use the fork and start choking himself like this. That you gain the admission, darkness. You don't gain admission, problem. You gain again, trouble. Am I speaking to somebody? Darkness everywhere. He say, you are not, I'm not getting married. Let me stay on my own. They say you are witch. In fact, very soon you become witch. Do you know why? He said, I want to stay on my own. I will not marry. Any man that comes, you drive the man away. A time will come when you start regretting your decision, you become a witch. Amen. Are you catching what I'm saying? You don't know. When you start regret, hope you know the spirit of regret is the spirit of Mara. The spirit of Mara. And demons pet on Mara. So very soon you become a witch. Okay, let me get married. Trouble. Darkness everywhere. Mama said, I don't like to travel. Accident everywhere. I don't like to travel. Excuse me. Those who are at home, are they free? Huh? One man was outside his house trying to wash cloth or something. And one big caterpillar. I don't know, he was carrying tires or something. Is it caterpillar or trailer? So one left with speed where he was washing cloth. Boom! Hit him and threw him away. That was the end. He died at his kitchen where he was washing cloth behind the house. Darkness everywhere. He said, I want to be holy. Let me not go out. Anytime I go to this market, I'm always fighting with people, quarreling with people. Let me stay inside. Am I talking to somebody? Let me stay inside the house so that I'll be holy. You stay the first day. Second day. In fact, first day, Satan will start speaking to your brain. Satanic thoughts will begin to flow. It will flow the first day. Nothing happened. Second day to flow. On the third day, you start considering it. So you'll be browsing. You enter the internet. And that's pornography. You start masturbating. Did you go out? Inside your room. Satan is still there. Darkness covers the earth. There is no escape for darkness. Am I talking to somebody? There is no escape so long as you're on the earth. But there is one solution. The Bible said that what we declare to you is that God is what? Light. And that is the fellowship we are calling you into. Fellowship, communion with the light. Since the world is full of darkness and the people carrying gross darkness, the only escape is in koinonia. That's the secret of holiness. Brethren, listen to me. I'm speaking by experience. The secret of holiness in this dark world is to stay with the light and remain there. Once you come out, darkness will stain you. I'm talking by experience. No matter the height you have gone to in God, just a little switch out of koinonia, you see the battles that you won will begin to win you. Am I talking to someone? Pride that you overcame before will begin to overcome you. Anger that you overcame before will begin to overcome you. Lust that you overcame before will begin to overcome you. Am I talking to somebody? Those things that you once overcame, they will come back and begin to deal with you as if you've never fought with them before. Do you know why? You left fellowship. I speak by experience. I have fought several battles in my Christian walk with God. I have won many and I've lost many. But I can tell you here with both, there are battles that overcame us because we left fellowship. Battles you won. Am I talking to somebody? If you want to remain a victorious Christian, an overcoming Christian, you must stay in fellowship. Stay in koinonia. Because there, as you fellowship with God, the light that is in God will take over your life and will expel every darkness. Maybe let me give you a list if you want it. There are things that light does in the life of any man or wherever it gets. Light expels darkness. That is one of the first things about light. Light expels darkness. Time may not permit me to break it down. Light expels darkness. Light exposes evil. Light exposes evil. Light exposes evil. Light stimulates sight. Light stimulates sight. Light affects beauty. Light affects beauty. Light emits. Light illuminates. I don't know the number now. Light emits. Light illuminates. It brings illumination. I don't know whether they're up to 5, 6, 7. Light. Light radiates. Praise the Lord. Maybe I'm going to take one that is light reveals beauty, affects beauty. The beauty of life is in light. Light is beautiful. The Bible said that light is sweet. I think I read from the Good News Version or something. Light is sweet. The beauty of life is in light. If this place, this altar is beautiful, and you off this light now, and this place is dark, can you see the beauty? That's why no matter how beautiful you are as a young girl, if darkness is on you, no one will see the beauty. No matter how handsome you are as a young man, if darkness has cluttered you, men will not see the beauty. Am I speaking to somebody? No matter how intelligent you are, if darkness has covered you, no matter how intelligent you are, no one will want to employ you. Though you are intelligent, they see you, they see something else. Because you are clothed with darkness. No matter how helpful you are, how gifted you are in ministry, no man wants to hire you. No man wants to work with you. They see you, they see darkness. It's only the introduction of light that reveals beauty. Am I speaking to someone? That's why you need to cry tonight for this koinonia with light. This encounter with light. Lord, may I stay in fellowship with you until light has dealt with every darkness in my life. The people are covered with darkness. And gross darkness, the people, the world is covered with darkness. We stay in fellowship with light. Listen to me. I don't know whether you are hearing my voice tonight or the Lord is speaking to you. I don't know your challenge. Oh. Solution to this challenge is this your problem is in fellowship, in staying with God. Abide in me and I in you. The more you commune with light, the more light expels darkness in your life, exposes evil in your life, brings illumination in your life, it reveals the beauty. Some of you here are loaded with grace, but that grace cannot be seen until darkness is taken away. Darkness covers graces in people's life, covers giftings in people's life. That's why you stay with solution. You are looking for an answer to a problem, and the answer is there, but that answer is clotted with darkness. Until light comes, this light comes in fellowship with God. The church needs to come to a point where we understand this. That light is the answer to this dark world. Even the matter of sin. Hope you know that the strength of sin is in darkness. The strength of sin is in secrecy. In the secret. So what happens? When light shines. Ephesians chapter 5 gave us a little. Light will expose everything. Sin cannot thrive in the presence of light. Why we are still struggling with sin is because we lack fellowship with light. That's why you are struggling with sin. You lack fellowship. We lack fellowship with light. So we fall today, we rise tomorrow, we fall today. When shall our help come? God is saying fellowship with light. I've had some struggles and I've been crying to God. I say, what is the solution? He said fellowship with light. If you want to live an overcoming life, fellowship with light. The Satan is aware. He will fight you with all manner of distraction so that you cannot spend time with light, because he knows the more you of light, the more sin is exposed. And when sin is exposed, the power of sin is broken. So he fights you with distraction. He keeps you busy with nonsense. Some of you don't know. You think that it's your being busy up and down that will make you billionaires and millionaires. All the while you've been doing that, what have you been able to make? You don't know that favor, the favor we are talking about is in light. You don't know the secret of prosperity in business. That's my problem with you. The secret of favor is light. Beauty is in you, but darkness is covering it. Stay with the light and come out. Am I talking to somebody? The light will reveal the favor you carry. People will come after you. Customers will come after you. People will want you to do something for them. That was the secret of Joseph. Everybody wanted him. You, Satan has deceived you, so you are always busy, very distracted. You can't spend time in koinonia, and yet you want God to favor you. That's why the favor is not coming forth. Go and check men who know the place of communion. They are sought after, or they are sought for. Your goods are sought for. You don't know why. They are looking for you. They want to give you the contract. I don't know. You are the most disqualified, but I want you to do the job. And truly, you are the most disqualified. Your result is not correct. They need a first class. You have a third class. People with first class apply for the same contract. And they are not giving to first class. They want you to do the job. Light has come upon your face. Am I talking to somebody? But when you don't know koinonia, you are struggling, sweating. After sweating and suffering, they say this thing you did is not correct. It's in koinonia that light brings excellence. If you are struggling with an excellent life, go and face God. Let light shine on you. Excellence is in koinonia. That's one of the effects of beauty. It makes your life an excellent life. Anything you touch has a touch of excellence. Why? Grace and favor is involved. These are products of light. Am I still talking to someone? God is light, and in him there is no what? Are you with me at all? In him there is no darkness at all. So darkness on the earth, darkness in your life, in whose life now? In your life, yes, darkness. But when I run in into koinonia with him and I embrace light, every darkness in me will be expelled, because in him there is no darkness at all. You see why? Satan is aware of this, and he will do everything to take you away from koinonia. Satan will do everything to take us away from spending time with God. Because he's aware that the more we stay with him, the darkness is in our hearts are taken away. The more you stay with God, the more lust dies. The more you stay with him, the more anger dies. Death to the old man, death to sin, is only achieved in koinonia. So I don't know. I have fasted. I've done this. You don't know fellowship. Fellowship is not every anger in my life. That's not fellowship. When you, you know, in the present day church, we have carnal Christians who don't know any way. They don't know the way to the Spirit. They don't know the path of the Spirit. In the present day church, most of the things we do in church, we do carnally. Like when we are praying now. The way I know you don't know fellowship is, when we are praying, some of you are looking up and down. Even God is confused. He said, what? What is he saying? God is confused. He will ask one of the angels by the side, say, which language is that? Say, I created all the languages. Which one is that one? He says, Sabela Bela. And that one is praying, you know, he's praying. I wonder for you. Praying and looking up at that. And God did not make you supervisor. Do you understand? For instance, if we are praying this kind of prayer now, and an usher is looking around, he's under his jurisdiction. God understands. Are you with me? Are you with me? Or a coordinator here is looking around. You, why are you looking around? So you don't, you know, you can finish that thing and say you prayed. You don't know koinonia. Some of you also have time to pray. And in your prayer place, in your prayer room, you are praying and thinking about so many things. You're on your knees praying. You are thinking about the woman that will supply you up. You're on your knees praying. He said, this mama that used to bring her, but I don't know the time she will pass. Yet you are praying. You don't know koinonia. It's a life. I was listening to Apostle Maldonado. He said it's not something you do yourself. He said it's only the Spirit that knows the path of the Spirit. He says it's the Spirit that takes you into that realm. I said, Lord. He said it's not you. He said you cannot do it. You cannot enter there on your own. You don't know the way. You don't know the way. I tell you, if you don't know what I'm saying, then you've not had koinonia. You don't know the way. He said you come to a point where your consciousness is taken away. Have you come to that point? You are praying deep in prayer, but you are not conscious of the environment. Your reasoning, they are suspended. He says only the Spirit can take you there. You don't know koinonia. The time is coming, and now is the time when those who will worship me will worship in spirit and in truth. You don't know that realm. That's why the light has not conquered your weakness. We do mechanical prayer. Everybody mechanical. You list your prayer point and you are praying like that. After 33 minutes, you change. No, those ones are good, though. But that's not koinonia. You can enter a realm where you are saying one thing. You don't know. 1 hour. Am I talking to somebody? Huh? You are saying one thing. What? You don't know. I have now discovered the secret of prayer. I didn't know before now. My Bible told me. that I will pour upon the house of David the spirit of grace and supplication. One verse will call it the spirit of grace and prayer. There is a grace to pray. God showed me this revelation some years ago, maybe about 10 years ago, about the spirit of prayer. It's something about the spirit. He takes you up. I was in the spirit in the Lord's day. You need to enter that realm. You know, they come to a church, they tell you, be in the mood of prayer. Another spiritual brother will come and say, be in the spirit. And they will keep their mouth like this. The spirit's mouth is not like this. Be in the spirit. And they will keep their faces like this. You do know, when men are in the spirit in our time, you know, when we were growing up, when I was growing up, I had some brothers. They were following me then. Some sons then. Many, I'm talking of plenty years ago, not now. We are still very small. I'm talking of in early, the beginning of the millennium, early 2001, 2002. When I come into meetings like this, look at how I stay in the spirit. I will bone like this and keep my and sit down. Those my boys that will come in and sit down, they will keep their eyes ready. We are looking for demons. That's how you stay in the spirit in those days. That is fully. So they tell you be in the spirit. You now close your eyes and now enter the spirit. He don't know where you entered. You don't know where, I'm telling you, you don't know where you enter. Be in the spirit. You, for instance, you came into the spirit, I say, everybody be in the spirit. The Lord is here, be in the spirit. You now close your eyes. And then the next thing you see somebody doing is, the Holy Ghost is not pepper soup. That's not the spirit. You don't know the way to the spirit. You need to know this. That's why you've not seen light. That's why we've not seen light. That thing is deeper than your senses, because that thing you are doing at that time, you are using your sense to regulate the atmosphere. Am I talking to somebody? You are using your brain to regulate the atmosphere. No. Being in the spirit is beyond your five senses. It's not in the realm of your reasoning. It's beyond there. Can I tell you how to be in the spirit? Holy Spirit, help me. Take me into your realm. A sincere prayer like this will take you to that realm. I have preached again and again from Matthew 17 verse 11. The Bible says, Jesus, they get Peter, James and John into the high mountain. Who took them? Jesus, they get Peter, take me. A sincere prayer like that will help you. You don't know the road and the path to the spirit. A sincere prayer. You distract yourself from distractions and pray that sincere prayer. Jesus, Holy Spirit, take me to your realms. Bring me to koinonia. Bring me to koinonia. If you pray that prayer from your heart, the next thing you do is worship. Once you have prayed that prayer from your heart, start adoring Him. Whether with songs or no songs, begin to adore Him. I love you, Jesus. You are my King. You are my King. I'll start referencing Him at that point. He will take you. You cannot enter the spirit. It's not given to the five senses. The flesh does not know the path to the spirit. All we have been able to do is only in the flesh. That's why we don't see results. That's why we pray and pray and pray. No answer. Am I speaking to someone? Why are you not getting answer? Why are you not conquering your territory? Why are you not gaining dominion? There is light in the spirit. You have not even entered there. You've not entered koinonia. I taught you here. I said the first way to activate the spirit, koinonia, the first way, if you remember, is by recognizing the spirit. I know you are here. Here in your power. I know you are here. Jesus. Precious Holy Spirit. I know you are here. I feel the presence of God here. You are here to bring revival. I know you are here. Precious Holy Spirit. I know you are here. And I mean it. I'm not just speaking from my mouth. Here in your glory. I know you are here. Precious Holy Spirit. I know you are here. You are here to bring down glory. Skaprevena topa tatia. Ziamimana fella atata. Barali kelena na katanta labakere. Sereli kalata. And when you enter the spirit, light will shine. Light will shine into your mind. You begin to know things. Light will shine. Darkness will be running away like this. Light will shine. Sickness is dies. They fry. Light, you don't know that place. That's why you are struggling. I know you are here. Hey, no glory. Semia no no karada. I know you are here. You are here to bring the fire. I know you are here. Precious soul. I know you are here. Blessing Holy Fire. I know you are. Precious Holy Spirit. That's how to enter the path. I know you are here. You are here to bring the fire. I know you are here. It's a knowing, a recognition. I tell you, when you recognize him, he takes you in that path. He takes you by your hand and takes you into the path of koinonia. He brings you to light. And you stand face to face with light. Imagine what happens to you when you meet the light of God. You don't know light. Let me show you one of the things that happened to things that we are exposed to light. In Genesis chapter 1, God created the heavens and the earth. And the Bible said in verse 2 that the earth was formless. You remember? What else? It was void. And what happened to it? Darkness covers the face of the deep. That the presence of darkness was thick on the earth. There are destinies, families here. Your foundation, they are clotted with thick darkness. When you share the experiences in your family, one can only say that this is thick darkness. But there is only one solution to darkness. It's light. No matter the weight of darkness, light will always deal with it. If the light that is coming is not strong enough, you need to increase the dimension of your koinonia. Because the deeper the fellowship, the higher the intensity of light. Hope you know that candlelight cannot lighten this whole place. Eh? But candlelight can lighten your kitchen small. But this big hall, candlelight cannot lighten it. Abi? Thank you. So what do you do if you have candlelight here? Increase the light. Get a floodlight like this one. The place will be lighted. Hope you know that if you take this light now to a stadium that is a 50,000 capacity stadium, it will be like candlelight. Are you aware? This small light now in 50,000 capacity stadium will be like candlelight. So what do? Increase the light. Bring more floodlights and lighten the place. So if the situation in your family is dark, too dark, you try to pray, you try to fast, the thing is still there. Can you switch, my friend? You've been doing some carnal things. Can you switch into koinonia? Let the Holy Ghost take you by your hand and bring you to the place of deep fellowship. Let light shine forth, be released on you. And I tell you, every single darkness will disappear. I tell you. The church needs to hear this message. A Every Christian man needs to swallow this thing. Go and let the Holy Ghost take you into the place of fellowship. And let me see that demon that can stop you from manifesting. Let me see that demon that can cripple your destiny. That demon is not born anywhere. It's not existing anywhere. No demon can stand the presence of the light of God. It's not true. The more you stay in koinonia, the more the intensity of the light increases. The more the light shines on you, the more you are free from darkness. Because my Bible said that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness. So God looked in Genesis chapter 2 and saw that the earth which He created is formless. He looked at the earth and the earth was void. It was empty. He had created the earth, but it was formless. Oh, one of the days we were praying here on Monday, on Friday, I was praying with the prayer squad. As we were praying, we began to look at this effect of light. You know, we discovered something. That in the earth was every resources you are seeing today. But the Bible said that the earth was void. Am I talking to any human being? The Bible said the earth was what? That is, it was empty. Yet, I wanted God to start bringing out something or put something inside the earth. I didn't see Him put anything. Bible said the earth was empty. That is voidness. So I thought, if you want to deal with emptiness, you put in something. But God did not put anything. I waited for Him to put something, to put things in the empty earth. He didn't put. Do you know what He did? He said, let there be light. It was light that revealed the content of the earth. Resources were there, but darkness that covered it made it empty. So when God said, let there be light, those things inside, they were discovered. Listen to me, there are deposits of grace in your life. Until light comes, they will remain hidden. You may die empty. Am I talking to somebody? Huh? Married but empty. Beautiful but empty. Hardworking, empty. Intelligent, empty. Certificate, yet empty. A Christian, empty. You are holy, but empty. It is light that will bring out the deposit inside. I thought God would start planting things. He never planted anything. He said, let there be light, and things started coming up. Am I speaking to any human being? The deposit of God in your life will remain dormant until light comes. Darkness will always hide deposit of grace. You'll be living a miserable life. You can live a miserable life until you die. You can be living in misery for 60 years, 70 years. But I tell you, if light meets you at 15, your life will change. It's not written anywhere that you must suffer before you make it. I've been looking at my Bible to see where it's written that you must suffer. Please don't confuse physical suffering with suffering for Christ. It's not the same. Oh, am I talking to somebody? Anybody who does not believe in light will suffer in darkness. Darkness is bad. Darkness can cover your key. This your key. Can drop here and you are looking for it because there is no light. You'll be sweating looking for it everywhere. 1 hour. There is no light. But just an introduction of light, you see the key where it is. Do you know that plenty of the things you are looking for is around you? Until there is light, you will not see it. Plenty of the things we are looking for. Some people are praying for husband. Your husband is by your side. Some people are praying for wife. Your wife is around you. But you can't see. So you have gone to propose to 3 different sisters. One slapped you. One looked at you and started praying, Lord, or kiss your head. So you help me this way. The other one looked at your face and said, well, let me see if I can pray. Give me some time to pray. He said, how long? He said, well, you are not in a haste now. Let me pray for 7 years. Just to frustrate you. He doesn't know how to tell you God. That one is spiritual. That's why I say, let me pray for 7 years. You still be waiting for her answer, and she will give you a wedding card. Now you are looking for sisters who God has not ordained to be your wife. Your wife is just by your side. Maybe in the same office with you. Maybe in the same department in church with you. You will see her as a good sister. Guy, God bless you, sister. That's your wife. And they are going to people who make you not to sleep again. Who give you high blood pressure. Brother, you need light. Someone is praying, oh Lord, when will you remember me? Oh, remember me, Lord. Change my story. The business that will make you a millionaire is in your compound. Where is the person? The business. Where? In your compound. In your compound. You need light. Formlessness. My time is up tonight. Formlessness. Voidness. Formlessness speaks of shapelessness. A life that is without direction, without magnitude. You know, Biarin, those of you who did maths. No magnitude, no direction. Formlessness, like amoeba. No direction. Have you seen Christians that are holy, but they are formless? No direction. Very confused Christian. This one is a Christian. He's holy. He carries King James. That is what? Forgive me. I don't know why I used to attack people who carry big King James. You know, sometimes when you read King James, you read yourself to confusion. So you need to bring NIV and good news to help yourself. Am I talking? I have met Christians who are holy, sanctified by the Spirit, but they are formless. Their lives are formless. Do you know what is the problem? Light. No time for fellowship. And God came and said, let there be what? I want to pray small. My time is up. I want to pray. But I've not finished what I'm looking for. I want us to have at least 5 minutes to pray. To enter into this thing tonight. Let there be light. Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. The earth was never good when darkness was there. Immediately light came. God saw it was good. Beauty came. Beauty came. It is life that brings beauty. Light reveals beauty. There are people here. Yeah, you can be beautiful, but you don't know. Everything happening in your life now is ugly. Once light comes, you will discover beauty in you. No good thing has happened to you. So you think you are a failure in life. You think Naaku Papa Gemalege. You think you are not going to be anything in life. Because no good thing has happened to you. Let me tell you, wait until you see light in the presence of God. The beauty in you. That's why when I see people, I can't write. I have not been able to write anybody off. There are people who look as if they are never do well. Nothing they try to do works. I've told you my story several times here. I labored and struggled and I was frustrated until Satan gave me a song. That song was playing in my mind. I would walk on the street like a madman because my life was frustrated. Put money here, the thing collapsed. Put money here, the thing. All started doing people. Satan came to me with a song. You know what it means? You wake up in the morning and Satan is playing a CD for you. You know what it means? He's telling me. That's why Satan is an accuser. He accuses you to God, accuses God to you, and accuses you to others. He's an accuser. You know that song? That is God is the one that is not allowing you to prosper. So I believed it. I said, Lord, since you say I'm going to be a failure in life. One day I was walking on the street in Onitsha. I didn't know I was walking at the center of the road. That road was not good. You know, potholes everywhere. So we didn't have plenty cars passing. I was walking at the center, entering into the mud. Those small, small potholes that has mud, water. I will enter into... I didn't know I was entering the mud. I was still going like this. Until light came. God looked at the formless earth. Looked at the simplest earth. Looked at the empty earth. And said, let there be light. And suddenly, earth that was ugly became beautiful. Someone is becoming beautiful after tonight. Say a better amen, my friends. I said, someone is becoming beautiful after tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. A destiny may look ugly, but wait until light comes. The light that comes from Koinonia. Bring me to the place of fellowship. My time is up. Take me by my hand. I have heard this communion too much. I want to experience it. Bring me to that place of encounter. I believe as his light shines forth, his voice will come to you. I know you are here. Stand to your feet now. Yeah, in your power. I know you are here. Precious Holy Spirit. I know you are here. You are here to bring revival. Can you beg the Holy Ghost again? This one is not the noise. Can you pray a sincere prayer? I know you are here. I don't want distraction now. Don't allow the devil to distract you again. He has robbed you for a long time. Yeah, in your glory. Even if in 5 minutes you will have experience with the light, something will happen to you. Even if it's 2 minutes with the light, I tell you, you cannot remain the same. Even if it's 2 minutes with the light, I know you are here. Can somebody face the Holy Ghost? I recognize you are here, Holy Ghost. I recognize you are in me. Unless you are here, you are not born again. You can ask him, Jesus, save me from sin and come into my life now. Arabokosa Catalia. I know you are here. Karama Mamaba. Here in your glory. I know you are here. Precious Holy Spirit. I know you are here. You are here to bring revival. I know you are here. Recognize him. I recognize you. Harabakata. For you are here. You are here. You are here. Katatatatatatatatata. I say you are here. You are here. You are here. Holy Ghost, you are here. You are here. Hara, karada keredo, karada keredo, karada keredo. Holy Ghost, take me to where you are. Take me to Koinonia. Bring me to where you are. Can somebody pray? I need an encounter with light. Ayaka, krata, krata. I need an encounter with light. Don't pray a carnal prayer. Don't pray that your mechanical prayer. Holy Ghost, I don't know the way. Holy Ghost, can you pray a sincere prayer? Holy Ghost, take me by my hand. Bring me to where you are. I want to commune with you. I want to see you. I want to touch you. My life has been formless. My life has been empty. My life has been void. But I want to see you, Harabaku. You need to take darkness away. I want to encounter light. That darkness may be expelled. That evil may be exposed. Darkness will be expelled. That my eyes can see. Is anybody touching the Lord? Yeah. Okay. Is anybody touching the Lord? There is a place my heart cries out for, Lord Jesus. There is a place I am yearning for. Somebody pray for light, pray for light, pray for light. It is a place where deep calls to the deep. Can you pray for light? I am overwhelmed by this deep longing, Lord. Take me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord. Take me by your hand, take me by your hand to your holy place. Let me see your face. That guy said, light in his countenance and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more than I have known you, Lord. There is a place my heart cries out for, Lord. It's a place of koinonia. There is a place I am yearning for. It is a place where deep calls to the deep. I am overwhelmed by this deep longing, Lord. Take me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord. Take me by your hand to your holy place. There is light in that place. Let me see your face and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more than I have known you, Lord. Take me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord. Take me by your hand to your holy place. Alababababa, let me see your face and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more than I am known.
There is light in his countenance. No one ever sees the Lord without seeing light. Anyone that sees him will see the araka. Mero, 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 mania antiaka. Melea kamio kamana biada. Take me to where you are. Let me see your face. Let your light shine forth in my life. Let darkness be expelled. Let darkness be expelled. Let darkness be expelled. Let me see you, Lord. Let me see you, Lord. Look. Ibratonagina matelelelela. Elagatika lalareya. Arad. Saki abi 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 Arad. Keda koda kela keda kela. Zabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabad
Ekotia malakatiza. Zeka 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 zeka. Alakatigaria. Asamania, 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 asalata. Somebody pray. Let me see your face. Let your life, oh my life. Let your arata, koinonia with light. God is light. Anyone that is in Him, not no darkness around you. Some of you are still praying mechanical prayers. You cannot touch God that your own prayer way. That is take Cana. God does not reside in that thing. Can you allow the Holy Ghost to take you? Even if for 1 minute, my friend. Holy Ghost, take over now. Take me by my head. I am Oyaye.
Ikoma,
darkness has been reigning over your life. Darkness has given you frustration. Darkness has given you backwardness. Darkness has kept you in sin. Darkness has kept you in poverty. Darkness has kept you in wretchedness. Darkness has manipulated your life. Darkness has made you empty. Darkness has made you formless. But I see light coming now. The light of God is coming now. The light is shining. The light is coming. The glory of God is being revealed. The light. The light is shining. Let there be light in my life. Let there be light in my name. Let there be light in this place. Let there be light in my marriage. Let there be light in my marriage. Let there be light in my ministry. Let there be light in my destiny. Let there be light in my family. Let there be light in my academics. Let there be light. 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 That light is light, for in him was life, in him was the Zoe, and the Zoe was the light of man. In his light, the light you receive, there is light there. In Koinonia, the light shines forth. Anything that looks dark in your life shall have an encounter with light tonight. Anything that looks dark in your family shall experience the light of God tonight. Let there be a collision, a collision with the light of God. You are Jehovah. Keep praying. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. Expect a thought from God right now. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are the Lord will heal. The Lord will deliver. The Lord will change destinies here. The Lord will change situations. Mountains will melt now. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. I don't know the battle you are facing. The Lord will take over. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah.
are the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah.
One more time now.
You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah.
The healing touch of Jesus is touching everyone in need of help.
You are the mighty man in battle. You are.
Expect your miracle. Expect a touch from God. Something is happening to Elijah.
You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah.
Oh, take it again now.
You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah.
Say for the last time now.
You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are
Lord, I want to give it to you again.
I say you are Jehovah. You are Jehovah.
The presence of God is here.
I demand in battle. You are
the presence of light is here. I tell you, my friends. Allah Yabalaba.
You are the mighty man. War, you are Jehovah. We say you are Jehovah. You are Jehovah.
Ashahima. Ashahima.
You are the Ashahima Raye Karale Kama. You are Jehovah.
Lift up your hands as a sign of surrender to Jesus. Lift up your hands as a sign of surrender.
Laka, 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 laka.
We surrender to you. Let your light overwhelm us now. Let your light overwhelm us now. Let every darkness be expelled. Let your light shine forth upon every life now. The light of your countenance. Shine forth now. Shine forth now. Let every darkness hiding in any life here, in any family, in any business, in any family, in any marriage, in any relationship, in any academic life, any darkness hiding in your property, in your family, in your home, in your office, in your business environment, by the revelation of the light of God, let such darkness be expelled, 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 in the name of Jesus. Every darkness that made you ugly, every darkness that made you empty, every darkness that made you formless, be expelled, be expelled, be expelled, be expelled, in the name of Jesus. By the light of God, be beautiful. By the light of God, let your beauty be revealed. By the light of God, let your favor be revealed.
By the light of God, let your grace be revealed. By the light of God, manifest, manifest, manifest in the name of Jesus.
By the encounter with light, let every weakness become strength. Let every sin be forgiven. Let help come from above. That answer that you've been waiting for, by the reason of the light shining upon our life right now, let that answer enter your hands now. I say, receive that answer in the name of Jesus. By the reason of light, evil shall be far away from us. So shall it be. For we have prayed in Jesus Christ's name. Put your hands together for Jesus Christ.